Centuries. Today we'll be focusing on a few of the Bach cello suites played by Janos Starker and Yo-Yo Ma. Right now we're going to hear the 4th, 5th, and 6th suite, and that was the prelude to the 4th. Now I'm going to play a few more movements of the 4th suite and then talk a little bit about the Bach cello suites and the 4th suite in particular. So I hope you enjoy a little bit more of the 4th suite.
Thank you.
We just heard the first four movements of the fourth Bach cello suite, played by Janos Starker. So I just want to take a minute and talk a little bit about the Bach cello suites. There's no manuscript by Bach remaining, so players have to go by a few copies that were made around the time they were composed by a student and by his wife. So there's some discrepancies as how bowings are supposed to be done, slurs, and there could be some discrepancies in different notes or how they should be played. So that adds some interesting interpretations to the piece. We just heard the fourth suite. There's six Bach cello suites. The fourth suite, some people actually believe that the Bach cello suites were meant to be studies, because they get progressively more difficult, and the fourth suite is extremely difficult because it is in E-flat, which is a very uncomfortable key for the cello, due to the lack of open strings. Most of the open strings are flat, so you can't play an open string, which makes it extremely difficult to play. And so now we're going to hear a couple more movements of the fourth suite, finish out the fourth suite, and then I'll talk a little bit more about the cello suites, and then we'll hear the fifth and sixth Bach cello suites, which are quite different. They have some different components to them than the first four. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy the rest of the fourth suite.
Thank you.
So that was the last couple movements of the fourth cello suite. And after this, we will transition over to the fifth one, which is pretty special, and then the sixth, which is also pretty special. But I just wanted to take a moment now to talk a little bit about sort of the format for how each suite is. So each suite starts off with a prelude, and then an allemande, and then a courante, and then a sarabande, and then there's either a bourré or a minuet or even a gavotte, one and two. So they kind of sort of like a, there's two parts to them, and they one sort of builds off of the other in a different key usually. So now we're going to transition to the fifth suite, which is actually played by Yo-Yo Ma. So I hope you enjoy the first couple movements of that, and then I will talk a little bit about it and what's so special about it. So without further ado, here's the first couple movements of the fifth suite.
Thank you.
back. We just heard the first several movements of the fifth Bach cello suite. So I just want to address a special part about this suite, which is that actually the top string on the cello is retuned to a G. It's usually an A, so it's retuned to a G. So now the original strings of the cello are A, D, G, and C. And with the new tuning, it's a G, D, G, C. So now there's two Gs, which makes the chords a lot richer and the sound a lot murkier and darker, which you probably could hear in these first few movements. There's a lot of sort of rich, dark music. And this makes it extremely... It makes it a little more complicated to play the music because the A string... So, for instance... if on the regular A string, you play a B with one finger down, but in the new tuning, you play a B with two fingers down. So to compensate for this, Bach actually notated the music every pitch to be a step up, so the player could play it correctly on the string instead of having to think in their mind. It's a B, so usually it's a first finger. Now it's a second finger. He notated it so that if he was trying to write a B, he'd write a C, so that you automatically put your second finger down to play the correct note. So that's the special part about this suite, which gives it the dark, resonant sound of the cello. It really brings that out, so I thought I would like to share that with you. And now we're going to hear the last couple movements of that, and then we're going to move on to the sixth suite, which, again, is different than all the others in another special way, which I'll talk about when we get to that. So now I'm going to play the rest of the fifth suite.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that last few movements of the 5th Bach Cello Suite. Now I want to briefly talk about the 6th Suite, and maybe we can hear one or two movements because we're really nearing the end of the hour, but it's a really beautiful suite, so I want to play at least a couple movements. And so briefly I want to just touch on the special part about it, is that it was most likely originally composed for an instrument that had 5 strings opposed to the 4 that the cello has, so there would be one higher string above the A string, which makes this piece pretty difficult for the typical 4-stringed cello, because you have to shift way up high on the A string in order to compensate for the E string that the 5-string instrument would have had. So that's what sort of is the special part about this suite that I want to briefly touch on before we hear a little bit about it, and then hear a little bit of it, and then close out the show. So I hope you enjoy the first few movements. Here we are. now we're drawing very near the end of the hour, so I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the music that we heard. We didn't get to finish all the cello suites, so I hope that maybe next month I'll play the remaining few movements of the sixth suite so we can enjoy that. And until then, I hope you'll tune in to my next show in a month, the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. And I'm going to close out the hour with the second movement of the sixth Bach cello suite. Thank you for listening.